for a special Hugh Fox, the one that you're gonna find. Test!
All right, Eric's Trip from Daydream Nation, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, we had Ghost Bitch, a live version of that from the... That was actually from the Candle single. And I know there's another version available on the live record of their recording of a show they did in the late 80s at the Continental Bar, which I think is now a CVS, or maybe it's a pizza place. I don't know, one or the other. It's a CVS pizza place in New York City. Before that, a cover of the Beatles, George Harrison's Within You and Without You. I was what are we calling that? An unreleased track or like a previously unavailable song on the deluxe edition of Daydream Nation. Before that, Swimsuit Issue, as promised, from Dirty. And we started the extended set off with Total Trash from Daydream Nation, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a show devoted to Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation, celebrating 30 years this year. Hard to believe, I know. And that was the first of this solid triumvirate of Sonic Youth records, which was followed by Goo and then Dirty. Those three, I would hold them up against anything from that era, even Madonna's songs. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Next, it's Electricity, another unreleased track as we slide over here from Daydream Nation. This one is a Captain Beefheart cover. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Electricity.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's My Friend Goo from the Goo record on Geffen. This is Sonic Youth and their show, and their record Daydream Nation is the focus of our show tonight. Before that, Kill Your Idols from the Confusion of Sex, Kill Your Idols record. Kissability from Daydream Nation, and then we heard Electricity from the an unreleased track from the Daydream Nation Deluxe Edition, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening, and I'm here with you. It's almost 9:30. We're almost in the home stretch here, and there's a film out called Daydream Nation, produced by Lance Bangs. Not Lester Bangs. He's dead. Lance Bangs. It's been in Minneapolis. It's been in Chicago. It's been in, I think it was in L.A. I have no idea if it's coming here. I don't think it is. I follow Sonic Youth on Facebook. So far, they haven't told me if it's coming, but if it does come, I will let you know. You'll be the first to hear. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Up next, another track from Daydream Nation. This is Cross the Breeze. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thank you.
watch the parts of thirsting your fucking memory. This goes out the window. We couldn't finance a man at all. We were wondering if you looked in that trash can. When we threw out that trash, man, with the bag in your hand and you dump it. Call later. Bye.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Tom Violence from the Evolve record from Sonic Youth, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and before that it was Providence. That was a bit of a throwaway track, I don't know why. Before that, Schizophrenia from Sister is a great record. Now, Sister is, I guess, the precursor to Daydream Nation. Before that, actually, before Daydream Nation could not actually happen unless Sister happened. So it's kind of like there was one step in the evolution of the band. And so that's certainly something that we wanted to play on this show as we pay tribute to the 30th anniversary of the release of Daydream Nation. And we started the set off with Cross the Breeze, an epic track from that record. And we're going to continue on with another one. This is Rain King, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was, of course, Silver Rocket from Daydream Nation, and prior to that, Rain King, another track off of Daydream Nation, and we started off the set with Tom Violence from Evol, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This has been the Sonic Youth Show devoted to Daydream Nation, 30th anniversary of that record, and let's just mention that all the band members, I don't think we have done that. Of course, Thurston Moore, guitar, vocals, and production. Well, they all have production credits. Kim Gordon, bass, guitar. Lee Ronaldo, guitar and vocals. Steve Shelley, drums. So things changed when Steve Shelley joined the band. I think there was another level of flexibility. They could do a lot more. I think they had a rotating cast of drummers before. This is no offense to Bob Burt, but I think Steve Shelley was taking things in another direction. And he helped the band get together and get, I mean, they still hung on to their noise roots, but they found a way to make things a little more accessible for people, and they became a band that could say a lot more to a lot more people because the music was a lot more accessible or listenable even. And so that's where we're at right now. I'm about ready to wrap things up with Teenage Riot. I will see you next week here on WMFO.
looking for.